Today, the Council of Trent Councils are exhorted priests to speak about the will of God and hypocrisy. And I would like to speak about the will of God. And it's important, again, that we get away from our own ideas about what that is. Our ideas trying to naturalize the supernatural, you might say. And we might think, well, gee, you know, in some cases it'd be better if I'm pious and I go to Mass every day. But if our duties aren't done, that's a problem. I remember Father Clement Kubisch. Some of you may remember him, an older priest many years ago, very holy priest. He said, God is not pleased of a housewife if she's at Mass every day, but her house is a mess. And so we want to understand our duties of state and pray to fulfill those. And on this score, of course, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is very important because it is through her that we develop and perfect devotion to the Sacred Heart. And one of the first promises for that is fulfillment of our duties of state. If we have a good, solid devotion to the Sacred Heart, we get those graces to do those things. And we want to understand, of course, also another illustration of this. Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, one of the greatest saints in heaven, was made so by desire. And what does that mean? It means, oh, I can just desire to be holy, and that's good enough. God will take that. No, that's not what I mean by any means. But what he desired, the impossible, in a certain sense, God granted that to him, you might say. What determines our place in heaven? Our love for God. That's what holiness is. It's not our own personality. If we're melancholic, we're on our knees all day, or if we're sanguine, we're joyful, or if we're choleric, we're real right down the line. That's not holiness. That's our own idea. Loving God is holiness. Truly loving God, not with our emotions, with our heart and soul. And of course, the first and foremost expression of that is doing God's will. So St. Aloysius Gonzaga, when he was asked, what would you do right now if you were told you were going to die in an hour or half hour, whatever it was? He said, I'm going to keep recreating. Why? Because he was a religious. He had a schedule, as all of us should have a schedule, so the devil doesn't take our spiritual lives away. And that schedule said he was to recreate. Now, obviously, if we're in the state of serious sin, we'd make a confession. But St. Aloysius Gonzaga was a saint, not born a saint, but became a saint, as all of us must. And so we want to strive for that. Get rid of our ideas about, well, holiness is being in church all day. No, that's not what holiness is. Holiness is doing God's will for the love of God. That is holiness. Saint Alphonsus the Glory, in a very wonderful little booklet called Uniformity with God's Will, he talks in there, he quotes one thing, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, I can't say it enough. He quotes in there another priest, and he says, one blessed be God in time of trial is worth more than thousands of blessed be Gods in time of prosperity, because we're putting God first. And so it's important to keep that in mind. And we want to understand it's easy for those under authority in this sense, because they know what God's will is. Their superiors convey that to them, whether it's their parents, boss at work, religious teachers, priests, bishops, whoever. But those under authority have the battle to fight that rebellious nature. They have to obey in all things but sin, of course. Those in authority then have the challenge to separate their will from God's. And that comes with the duties of state. God puts you in that position. God's going to give you the grace to know the difference if you ask for it properly. And you've mortified yourself enough to follow that path and not make excuses to figure out why there's an excuse to go some other way than what God wants. And so that's critical. because you have people depending on you. And if you're going to lead them the right way, it has to be God's way. And so we speak of hypocrisy and the danger when we're not strong enough. The world around us is full of what appears, what looks good. And so we have to be careful. What did the Lord tell the apostles? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You might say hypocrisy is a very deadly cancer. You hear about fast-living cancers or cancers that work without us knowing it, and all of a sudden, we have weeks to live or days to live. That's the spiritual version of hypocrisy. And if we know people that are hypocrites, we want to pray for those poor souls that by the mercy of God, in spite of their hypocrisy, they save their souls. Because to judge anyone worthy of hell is pride. It's like, well, I'm better than that. I don't deserve to go to hell, but they do. And so we want to pray lest we follow that exact same trajectory. And without God's grace, we're all animals. Without God's grace, we would not have or persevere in the true faith, in which either case of which we're lost. And it's important to appreciate our true faith, to look for the signs that God gives us of his will, to watch for that carefully, not just to do it, but that holiness, that love of God, do it for the love of God. That's what our Lord tells us. I believe with our Lord, where there is love, there is no labor. And what does he tell us today? Not those who say, Lord, Lord, but those who do the will of my Father. Not the hypocrites, but those who actually do God's will. So let us pray to know that, to strip away everything in our life that deceives us or blinds us to that, to follow that path to heaven with our Blessed Mother's help.